RMU Radio, your award-winning station. 2015 Intercollegiate Broadcasting System's Best Specialty Show Finalist Comment.
لكن في سؤال عندي أنا، هل تعتقد الممثل لابد أن يكون يعني إنسان متوسع في أفكاره؟
In 2015 Best News Interview Finalist Ben Cole with Scott Erlbacher.
Let's put you in West Virginia and running their Greek life. If this happened under your watch, what would you have done?
Society for Collegiate Journalists, first place internet radio overall excellence.
You are tuned into Underground Hits.
Welcome to Out of My Element.
This is Colonial Talk.
Sports Talk in the Berg.
Welcome to Literature Out Loud.
RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Ooh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do.
I just heard you found the one you've been looking. You've been looking for. I wish I would have known that wasn't me. I overdosed, should've known your love was a game. Now I can't get you out of my brain. Oh, it's such a shame. But we don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Oh, we don't talk anymore.
Tuesday nights when the empty dinner. Tonight's spaghetti dinner show. I know you radio. Oh, I know you're
radio. That's right. You're listening to the Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Thank you for joining us this week.
So loud.
Sorry, am I loud? I'll turn it down a little. Welcome to another week. I'm your host, Ogie. With me, my co-host, Mr. Michael Smelman.
What's going on, guys?
We got some guests in the studio with us, Mr. Jesse Lyons.
Hello.
And Miss Emily Worthing.
Hi.
Thanks for joining. For the microphone.
So excited to be here.
Yeah. So, another week in the books. How was everyone's week?
Yeah, we're done with it, so.
Who cares? Who cares, right? Everything went well? Everyone had everything, classes go good?
Yeah, you know.
I got an 80% on my physics 2 exam.
All right, there you go. That's good.
About that.
Everyone happy about an 80? Spell, what about you?
Nothing notable happened, really. So.
All right, that's the show. Thanks for listening.
All right,
we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Emily, anything good happen with you?
No. Oh, no, actually, I was walking behind some guy today, and he smelled like maple syrup, and I was just so excited about it.
Because he smelled like maple syrup.
Yeah, no, like...
I don't know why she's so excited. I told her why he smelled like maple syrup. He was probably just on the hockey
Canada?
Team. He was from the Canada.
Yeah, man, some of them really make sense.
Or he just poured maple syrup on him.
So. No, not that.
I mean, definitely not
that. Not that.
Interesting. All right. Well.
The actual most exciting thing that happened to me this week, though, is I saw my friend who likes to give a fist bump to Bronze Bob every day. Saw him do it again today.
And shout out to the Bronze Bob guy.
Yeah, shout out to the Bronze Bob guy.
Interesting.
That's the way to start the day.
Fist bump to Bronze Bob.
Yeah, you got
to
fist bump Bronze Bob, tell him have a nice day, then you'll have
and
a
just
nice day.
Carry on with your day, yeah, absolutely.
Do we know that he does have a nice day?
Who, Bronze Bob or the Bronze Bob guy?
No, Bronze Bob.
I mean, I haven't seen any birds crap on him in a while, so.
Yeah, he's always smiling, so.
Yeah, but his butt must be sore. I'm just going to say that right now.
Maybe he gets bronze. Up at night when no one's around and just kind of takes a little stroll, stroll around campus.
Maybe.
Could be. We don't know. Are you watching him all the time? Maybe he's doing it right now.
I would actually run so fast if I saw Bronze Bob.
Just walk down the hallway. Hey, guys.
I'd be out of here.
Thanks for the fist bumps. Yeah, that'd be interesting. It'd be like a Night of the Museum moment when everything comes to life.
I'd be more freaked out if I saw Ben Stiller walking down the hallway.
What if... What if, like, that really happens? If, like, Night of the Museum stuff really happens? Like, what if that...
Well, then anything's possible.
That's true.
Very true.
Would you be freaked out or would you be intrigued?
No, I'd be intrigued. That'd be cool. That'd be real cool.
Our world would be less boring.
That's true. Well, maybe it already happens.
Maybe it does.
True, yeah. Have you ever been to the museum at night?
No. I haven't talked to Ben Stiller either, so...
I have no proof that it doesn't. I've been to an aquarium at night. I don't know if that.
Where the fish alive?
The fish every night die in the aquarium.
And then they get new ones.
That's the only
magic in the world. Fish die.
Interesting.
That'd be the worst movie.
Interesting.
That'd be a terrible movie.
That would be a bad movie.
Would that be animated?
Probably.
Nope. No? Killing all the fish.
Just real.
Ben Stiller would play the main character.
Interesting. But, all right, moving gears over to sports. Football's in full spring.
Swing.
Swing. Thank you. That's the word. Swing.
Say
it's not the spring.
NFL's in full swing. Hockey's coming back soon. World Cup of Hockey just ended. Canada won.
Surprise
them. I thought they were going to lose yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, they didn't look good.
Have you been watching the World Cup?
Yeah, I've watched most of the games, and they did not look good yesterday, but within like 2 minutes, they scored two goals, and then, well.
It was sad.
Europe had no hope.
If you're on Team Europe, you had to feel bad about yourself.
They had them. They had them beat.
And then they literally just handed the game to them. But.
They probably figured it wasn't worth it, being in Canada and everything. They're like, yeah, you can have this one. But yeah, you know. So do you think was the World Cup of Hockey a hit? Do you think they'll keep doing it?
I mean, I don't like it.
They're going to keep doing it. But
they're going to keep doing it just because they get money for it. They're getting profits from it. So
why don't you like it?
I don't like it because it's just you get these teams who they spend all their time in the NHL and then they play 82 games and they play all the playoffs. Then they get like a month off. Then they have to go into this tournament that really is just a knockoff of the Olympics.
Right.
And they don't get time to rest, and then they have to go back and play a whole another season. And it just
Raises the risk of injury.
Yeah.
So then are you against the World Cup of Soccer? Because the soccer does the same thing. In the off year of the Olympics, they do the World Cup.
I don't care about soccer that much.
But a lot of sports do that.
If we're going by that, but then yes, I wouldn't like it. But
I think soccer's a less
taxing on the body.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're running for 90 minutes plus straight.
You don't run most of the time.
There is a lot of running,
but there also is a lot of time where
I mean, you got to be in good shape to play soccer. You can't just hop out.
Oh, definitely.
For sure.
I'm sure it's still taxing on the body. Yeah, probably not as much as hockey, I'll give you
that. It's not as much of a contact sport. Like, you're not going to have the same injuries that you would. Because you're not getting, like, crushed into the boards or hit.
Like Matt Murray, Penguins Stanley Cup winning goalie, he's out for probably going to be like the first month of the season because he had to get surgery on his thumb because of the World Cup, right?
The reason I don't like it is a lot of these countries don't even have enough players to even put a team together, so they have Team Europe, Team North America. Yeah, I think it's dumb.
It's not even a country.
Yeah, but I mean, Team North America, they did pretty well, right?
Europe got a silver medal.
I still think it's dumb.
Yeah, it's just.
Don't call it the World Cup. Something different. I guess.
But
we'll see if it catches on.
I don't know. I'm sure they made tons of money between selling all those jerseys. And weren't there games played here in Pittsburgh, too?
Yeah, there was a few games at Consol. I think there was two.
That's interesting.
Down at Consol. I think that was the Canada against Russia, so people got to watch Crosby and Malkin go against each other.
Right. Is that why they did it here, or just?
I mean, it probably just happened. I don't know if they thought. I mean, they might have thought about that. I don't know.
Possibly. Who knows?
Interesting.
I don't know.
I am excited for hockey to get going. Excited to watch the Burrs play.
It's my most exciting time of the year.
Hockey season.
It's all I care about.
We love October. No, I'm excited. I think the Sabres can do something.
Halloween's coming up. They're looking good.
So did you hear Robin Leonard lost 20 pounds by taking MMA classes or whatever, martial arts or some classes?
Yeah, Robin Leonard's a ridiculous human being.
He's not messing around this year. If somebody tries to fight him, he's taking him down.
He's a scary guy. I would not want to
draft him to my first fantasy.
Not want to take cooking classes with him.
Okay.
I don't know.
Cooking class?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, you'd be proud of me. I got Ryan O'Reilly and Robin Leonard.
Look at you adding all the Sabres players. Wow.
Yeah, I was gonna get Kyle Okposo too, but better options were available.
No one cares about Buffalo.
Well, he can be
muted. All right, we're gonna mute him now.
Oh. I don't think I muted you. Did I mute now? Now you're muted. There we go. Try every other button except that one.
Yeah, I'm going. But yeah. No, I'm back.
So, yeah, I mean, the Colonials hockey's coming up here soon, too. Hockey season's here. Fall is here. Mm-hmm. Weather's finally much better.
Oh, today was great.
It was beautiful, except it poured on me. I was walking out of my interview in my suit and everything, and just the skies opened up and just sheets of rain. Yeah, last night we had a flag football game, and right as we were about to start, it just started pouring.
Any touchdowns?
I had an extra point.
Oh, wow.
Game-winning extra point.
Wow.
Was that you that caught the game winner?
I think so.
I thought that was Baldwin.
I think you'd remember that.
Maybe.
But you did catch one.
I did catch one, so.
Yeah, I caught one.
So won the game for us.
Yeah,
I got us into scoring territory as well.
It's true.
Good job.
Yeah. I saved us a touchdown by getting an interception.
You did. It's true. It was a well-played game.
Yeah, it was a good game.
We beat the baseball team. So we were down, what, 13-0?
We were down bad. Yeah, they scored two on us before we can get going.
And then
we pulled
halftime
together.
Came, and we just pulled it together.
We called had a team meeting.
Yeah, I called the screenplay right off the bat, first play we did.
Oh, okay, and Todd Haley.
And it just worked. It just sparked, lit that fire under us, and came out.
And we had the birthday boy today, John Rossett.
Yeah.
His birthday today.
Is it? Well, happy birthday, John.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it was fun. Good time. Good time was had by all. It was wet, though. My sneakers are still wet.
Oh, yeah. I have sandals on now because, my shoes are soaked.
Yeah. But, oh well. I like the rain. I'd rather have rain than 90 degree humidity.
Yeah, same.
Boycott
wet socks are the worst.
Yeah, wet socks are
the worst. Throw that out there.
Yeah, wet socks are bad. And your feet get all pruney.
Yeah, and then your shoes get all soggy. And
Emily, what's your...
You've been quiet. Yeah. You like wet socks. You don't like wet socks. What's up?
What's your feeling about the rain?
I've napped through every rainstorm that's happened in the past 2 days.
Well, to be fair, with the 24 hours a day, you nap probably about like 7 of them.
And then, like,
that's not including sleep.
Yeah, that's not including sleep. So she's only up for like 10 hours.
Like, I go to class.
3/4 of your day are spent unconscious.
Yeah.
No, that's really true. But I do not, in fact, like wet socks. But a lot of times I don't wear socks because, not a socks kind of gal. So I think wet shoes are worse than wet socks because you got to wear them. With socks, if like your
if
socks
you have
get
shoes
wet,
on, you should have socks.
Yeah, if you have
I'm not wearing socks
right
now.
I'm not wearing socks right now.
You guys are weird.
I've got my Sperry's on. I'm not wearing
total frat move, bruh.
Wearing my Sperry's, man.
You on a boat?
I don't
own a boat. You own a boat.
I don't really.
Like 95% of the people who have Sperry's don't own a boat.
Is that a requirement to own Sperry's? You have to have a boat?
I mean, you should
have a boat. That's what they're meant for.
Is that like a known statistic?
No.
Yeah. Someone Google that. 94%.
Right. No, I'll Google the percent of people.
Percent of people who don't own a boat.
My family does, in fact, own a boat, and I do, in fact, not wear Sperry's or own Sperry's.
Wow.
You're the
breaking
exception.
Trends.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of football, week 4 of the NFL coming up. Who is Steelers playing?
Chiefs.
Team we just beat. Bills finally got a win with the belt.
I thought you guys played the Cardinals.
You guys beat the Cardinals.
Did we play the Cardinals?
Yeah,
we didn't play the Chiefs.
Yeah,
never mind. What do I know?
I'll mute my own. He's not even a fan.
Yeah. He doesn't like the Bills.
It's like he's not even a fan.
Anyway, whatever. So
your dad's grounded.
Played the Cardinals.
You.
Wow! Yikes!
Yeah, the Kansas City Cardinals.
Yeah, that that's
Arizona Chiefs.
We play the Patriots this week.
Oh boy!
So, no Brady still.
So no Brady still.
Don't
know.
It's your time.
Don't know who's going to be quarterback yet.
Why? Does it really matter?
Seems for them,
I don't really know.
Seems like Brady don't need it. They don't need Brady.
No, Brady's replaceable. So. There you go. Screw you, Tom.
I wonder if Gronk's going to play the whole time.
Probably not. I know Sammy Watkins is on IR now. They just put him on IR.
No.
So he's out for at least 8 weeks.
That's not good.
That's not.
We did fine without him last week. So it's not like they use him anyway. So
Steelers got Bell back.
Hey, there you go.
Now it's time.
Now it's time to knock it.
He was suspended, right?
Yeah, 3 games.
three
for recreational use of some fun stuff. fun plant.
Fun plant. Interesting. So, yeah, there's
actually he got suspended for not going to a drug test.
Oh yeah, well,
no, it's still involved. Yeah,
but
marijuana.
It involves it, but he just the suspension was actually for cocaine, not going because he claimed that he got a new phone number.
What?
Yeah, he claimed that he got a new phone number. So, right, like, his agent and the people who were trying to do the test couldn't contact him.
That's ridiculous.
So they reduced it from 4 to 3.
See, not his fault.
Not his fault.
Couldn't get a ride.
Couldn't get a ride.
Nobody would ride him.
His mom wasn't able to take him to his job.
Mom was at work. She had the car.
My mom's working. I can't. That's funny, but interesting.
Yeah, we definitely could have used him last week.
Yeah, it was a ugly game. What was it, like 33-3 or something like that?
34-3.
34-3.
They got destroyed, so.
Yikes.
It was the first time they were down by more than 30 points since, I think it was 1976.
Huh. Wow.
First time since 1976.
My mic is picking up a lot.
Yeah, very, very loud today. But yeah, and it's been an exciting season so far.
I've only watched Steelers games. And the opening night game.
I had another color rush last night with the Bengals and the
I was going to watch Dolphins. That, but I forgot that was
what
on.
Color did Bengals wear? Orange?
Bengals were white, or all white, and they had, like,
that's
black stripes.
Color rush.
And then the Dolphins.
If they were going to do color rush, they should have
color rush, they should have wore the orange. The Dolphins were all orange.
Yeah, I saw that, and it was dumb. It was on Snapchat, and I was like, what is this bull wacky?
I love the color rush jerseys. I love them. Like, I love alternate jerseys and, like, third jerseys. I love them.
I love
them. They could be the most ridiculously, like, crazy design. I love them all. Alternate jerseys are my favorite.
Your faves?
My faves. And so I had the Bills red jerseys. I've always wanted the Bills to have red jerseys, and now we have red jerseys.
Tyrod.
So you best believe I got my red Tyrod jersey. I even like the Steelers Bumblebee jerseys. I love them.
See, I don't love them.
I think they're so cool.
I mean, I like when they wear them like once a year just because they're kind of cool, but
they're bad.
If that was their jersey every day.
Mm. And that's the cool thing about like video games when you play like Madden or NHL or 2K, you know, seeing all the teams' different jerseys that they've worn over the years. Like NBA has so many different jerseys. Yeah. It's like they
were Christmas jerseys, pride jerseys. Alternate jerseys. There's a lot of different
jerseys in different home languages. Jersey. Away jerseys. <Yeah. laughs> But that's crazy how like they have a different jersey every game they play. I mean, it's crazy. And then baseball is just boring. And
you're boring.
All right. There you go. I've established that so far.
Speaking of baseball, been on any boats lately?
No.
Oh,
I've
no.
gotten into a boating
oh, no.
accident.
Boo.
Oh.
Boo. Boo. Wow.
No. You lose your.
Yeah, you lost
lose
privileges
your mic
from
privileges.
That one. You that one, too. That wasn't right. He was 24
soon.
Years old. It wasn't his fault.
We don't know that. Unbelievable.
We don't know that.
D. Gordon. How about D. Gordon hitting that home run? The first game. But you didn't see that?
Mm-mm.
So, D. Gordon, he is traditionally. What's that? Oh, I don't care about that. He's traditionally a left-handed batter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for the first pitch in their game back, he had Jose Fernandez's helmet on and his batting gloves. So he went up, took the first pitch as a right-hander because Jose Fernandez was right-handed, switched, took a strike, switched left-handed, first pitch, hit a home run, first of the year.
That's awesome. It's cool how, especially in baseball, I'd say more than any other sport, how emotions have such a big impact on how you play. Like, what?
That must have been confusing for the officials that everyone was wearing the Fernandez jerseys.
I mean, in baseball, it's not really. I mean,
yeah, not that big.
You can wear
impact.
All the same. I mean, they do the Jackie Robinson Day where everybody wears 42.
42, right. But as I was saying, I think baseball more so than any other sport, emotion can play such a big role in it. I know I saw there was a video on Facebook of a player whose father just passed away. And
yeah.
He,
what's his name?
Was he a pitcher or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, he's a pitcher for the Cardinals, I believe. Cardinals or Reds. And yeah, his like father died.
Yeah.
And he hit a home run too.
And just think.
Like his first pitching game back.
Just think how like Derek Jeter, how his last game, how he went out on a walk-off home run. Mm-hmm. Like picture perfect moments always happen in baseball. I don't think any other sport you can have that happen besides maybe, I don't know, Kobe. His last game was a crazy game by him, but like football, you don't really have that happening, you know, unless you're like the quarterback, you're a player who has control of the
game. Yeah, like
game.
What's a lineman gonna do? Is he just gonna
right?
There's gonna be no
so
sacks.
Many pancakes. Yeah, like so. I don't know. That's one of the cool things I like about baseball is how
makes you think there's an extra hand in there, you know, helping him out.
Yeah. That's what like D-Gordon after the game after he hit that home run, the press was talking to him about it. And he was like, yeah, if you guys don't believe in God, you might as well start because I never hit a ball that far in my life.
Yeah, seriously.
Is that a fact? Can we look it up?
Yeah, he said that's the far. Even in batting practice, he never hit a ball that.
Well, let me see the numbers.
I don't have numbers for his batting practice home runs. But I could probably find you the distance on that home run.
Just goes to show how much your adrenaline and momentum and, you know, whatever emotion or whatever can – and aliens. Can go into, you know, how well you play and all that. So,
I once drank a Monster Energy drink before a 7th grade basketball game, and I scored 19 points.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, panty dropper.
Did you keep drinking Monster then after that?
No, the referees yelled at me because they were like, you're going to stop your heart, you're going to die.
What? Didn't you miss some 8th grade game or something due to heart something?
I have a heart murmur. I missed a couple before they...
Didn't they like lose the championship or something?
Well, no, that's a different... So in 7th grade, we were undefeated in the season, and I missed the playoffs because I was in the hospital for what they thought was appendicitis.
What did it end up being? Very selfish of you.
What?
What did it end up being?
I just had some type of infection around my appendix that like inflamed the area.
Hmm. So a broken foot?
No, not a broken foot.
So in other words, you were fine and you let your teammates down.
Sure.
Oh no.
Well, to be fair, the team that they played in the championship lead had beat by like 30 points earlier in the season, so they shouldn't have needed me. So they dropped the ball on me.
Ah, basketball. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, intended. All right, why don't we take a break? You're listening to Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on Army Radio.
On Friday night?
Yeah, on Friday night, yeah. It is Friday.
And it is night.
It is. On Army Radio.
It's evening.
Yeah. Early evening?
It's dark.
Early evening or late evening?
Early.
Early. Yeah. Early. Well, mid-evening, prime evening time right now?
I mean, it's...
I wouldn't say prime.
TV about prime 6:30. Time's about 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but that's late evening once you get into, like,
yeah.
8 and 9, don't sure. you think?
Mid-evening, then.
Mid-evening? We're going to go with mid-evening.
We'll call 4 early evening.
Okay.
We'll call 3 afternoon.
Well, now that we got that settled.
All right, let's go to a commercial break.
We'll go to a commercial break.
All right, goodbye, everyone.
We'll be right back.
That it's easy to say. We have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But they don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man. But literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know that tonight there were people back home who tried talking to you, but then you ignored them still. All these questions, they're falling like, who would you live for? Who would you die for? And would you ever kill? Oh, 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 I'm falling. So I'm taking my time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm falling. So I'm taking my time on my ride.
Are you a Colonials fan? If you want the best in RMU sports talk radio, tune in every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Colonial Talk, featuring RMU Radio's Vince Russo and Colin Sullivan.
If your butt doesn't get pumping after that one, I don't think you have a pulse, so.
Listen as the two banter on all RMU sports, both women's and men's.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
You won't want to miss the hard-hitting duo that holds no punches when it comes to dishing it out.
Hashtag no mercy.
That makes no sense.
Call into the show by dialing 412-397-6816 to voice your opinions on their hot takes on Colonial sports. But remember to keep it clean.
A little unsanitary, to say the least.
That's 412-397-6816. Colonial Talk airs every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Find us on the TuneIn app or through iTunes live streaming on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice.
Tuesday night spaghetti dinner on RMU Radio.
Yeah, that's right. Tuesday night spaghetti dinner show.
That was pretty cool. I like that.
Thanks.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah, it was. RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Friday, September 30th, last day of September.
Best month of the year.
That is birthday month.
Rest in peace.
What?
Rest in peace of September.
Oh, yeah. September's over already.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how time works.
We're going
that's
into the
crazy.
Do you want to count it as the third month or the second month of school? Because we technically we start in August. I'll count it as like so second.
What? I mean, like in a few days, we'll be 33.3% done with the semester. So.
That's it?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's weird. My professor was talking about midterms. We're like, yeah, midterms coming up. We're like, what? No, it's not.
No, thank you.
Well, I just moved in. Like, what are you talking about?
About 3 weeks ago, I ran into a friend who was telling me that he had a midterm the next week.
What?
And I was so confused at how that could be possible.
The 8 week class
could maybe. Be if it was a because I know like some online classes are short or half semesters
maybe, so I didn't ask.
I have an online class and my dude never posts like stuff ever,
so you don't do anything,
so it's yeah. Not a class,
like he's posted like two things.
That's nice.
For like
are you sure
weeks.
You just don't know where to look?
No.
Like, what if there's like tons of projects to be doing and you just don't
no,
know
I've,
they're there?
I've looked everywhere.
That'd be awful.
I've emailed him about it too, and he's
like, he yeah. never got back to you, or
no? Like I emailed him about.
He's like, homework. No, yeah, I just told him to do it.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the first homework didn't come until like last week, so like I emailed him like, is this the first homework? He's like, yeah, I was just a little bit behind, and he hasn't given us our second one yet.
What class is this?
Value design. It's an engineering class.
So it's like a important class.
It's not incredibly important.
No, but it's a major class.
I mean, it's a major class. It's for my major.
Yeah.
But
what are you going to do?
Interesting.
I mean, it's not incredibly important, but hopefully an easy.
But still.
Never had an online
class.
If
you don't do anything, I hope so. That's crazy that you've only had one assignment so far.
And watch we're, just what, like
4 weeks into.
Watch yeah. just in like is it an 8 week class?
No,
it's a whole semester
whole
long.
Semester long.
Watch like the last 3 weeks of of this. Yeah, it's just
every
nonstop.
Day.
Everything coming in.
Page after.
Just trying to catch up,
paper
guys.
After paper.
Sorry, guys.
That would be
been welcome. A little behind.
Well, in my night class last Wednesday, she introduced an essay we're going to be writing with the sit down with a non-native speaker.
Interesting.
And interview him and write a short paper about it. And so she introduced it this week, and she said, "I hope you've already started it." And I was just, exactly, I'm like, how did you want us to start it if you're just introducing it to us?
Interesting.
What is wrong with you?
Mike West was born in Germany. Does he count?
Yeah.
I'm going to count it.
Robin.
I'm going to count
it. Or
I'm going to count it.
Anyone watch anything good on Netflix lately?
Watching X-Files.
Ooh, the X-Files.
Spooky.
How's that?
Spooky.
Spooky.
Spooky. It's too spooky.
Me and Emily watched Zootopia on Saturday
Ooh,
night.
Yeah.
Yeah, how was that?
Fantastic.
Yeah, no,
fantastic
it's
movie.
It's 10 out of 10.
Good.
So very enjoyable.
I probably watched that 3 or 4 times this summer.
My goodness.
It's a good
perks so working at a summer camp.
So you liked it.
It's a good movie. Yeah, I'd watch it again.
It's a good movie.
I saw Zootopia this summer in Cloverfield Lane in the same day with my brother, like right after each other.
Was very that, different.
It was yeah, like a range of emotions.
It's like a suspense.
Yeah,
it's
like
a drama.
That's you know, interesting.
I was
know.
Terrified. It was so scary. I don't know.
What Zootopia was?
Yeah, yeah. No. I get really scared of animated
predators.
Creatures.
Going savage.
Well, speaking of Netflix, you know, new month means new titles being released.
Anything good?
Let's see, Cinderella Story.
Yes.
With Hilary Duff.
Wait, which one?
The first one, the original.
Yes.
Breakfast at Tiffany's, Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle.
So not the Hilary Duff one?
Stuff.
What, Cinderella Story? Yeah, it's Hilary Duff.
Oh,
one.
Thank God.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's a good one.
Notable one. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Love that movie.
Is that the one with Drew Barrymore?
Yeah, no.
Is it? No?
No, that's
yeah,
that.
No.
No, that's
Is that 50
no.
First Date?
What's that yeah, really hot lady with like the blonde hair?
I know. It's
so many people.
It's Katherine Heigl and Gerard
no.
Butler.
I have
yep.
No idea.
No, it is.
Not. No, it's
How
Matthew,
to Lose a
no,
Guy.
No, Matthew McConaughey plays in it because I love him. And then some really hot blonde chick.
That could be like
so we'll just leave it at that then. There you
here,
go.
I'll figure it out because now.
My Little Pony. Equestria Girls, Legend of Everfree.
Equestrian Girls?
Yeah. RV. Wasn't that a movie?
Yeah. Yeah, Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, yeah.
It's RV.
Titanic. Titanic's coming.
Ooh.
There you go.
Netflix.
That's too sad for me.
American Horror Story, Hotel.
Ooh.
So last season will be on.
Boo.
What else? Let's see.
You haven't watched
so many random things I've never
I've watched
heard
some of
of
it, and the quality of it's bad, so whatever.
Justin Timberlake and the Tennessee Kids, whatever that is.
All right, it's Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson.
Yes, Kate Hudson.
Oh,
hot blonde
she
girl.
Was right.
I don't know which one I'm thinking of then.
I know my Matthew McConaughey
so,
movies.
Let's talk about the NFL one more time real
Go
quick.
For it.
So Antonio Brown, me and Spell were talking about this on the way over here.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to wear cleats this week that have Arnold Palmer's face on them as like a tribute to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I don't know why he's going to even bother to try to do that because last week they made him take his cleats off. The
yeah, he's going to get fined. He's either going to get ejected
well,
or fined.
Yeah, they said they were going to kick him out last week if he didn't change cleats.
Yeah, last week he was wearing cleats with his children's faces on them.
And the ref came up and warned him if they didn't take him off, they were going to kick him out.
That's ridiculous.
So aren't they going to do the same thing this week? So
yeah,
probably. He's bothering
That's ridiculous that the league is so uptight.
You mean the no fun league? The
yeah.
NFL?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why they really care. As long as the camera doesn't zoom in on him, nobody's going to see him. And anybody
right.
in the crowd really can't tell what's on him.
Who's going to be staring at his cleats all game?
Yeah, like, they're... I don't understand.
It's honestly
so
just Roger Goodell saying, how much power do I have and what can I do?
He's
yeah,
just testing
much.
His limits. I was like, my physics teacher for our exam made me put my phone in a plastic bag. There's no point for that. It was
what?
Just a power grab.
All right, everybody, I want you to take your take your phone nets out and put them into this PB&J sandwich.
Yeah,
just, so you don't
just
use
seeing
them.
How much power he really has. Seeing what he can make us do.
Right. He probably had like a bet. Like, I bet you I could make
bet
the kids
make
put
all
their
my kids put their phones in the bag.
Josh, you should have just been like, no.
Pile your phones into this microwave, please.
I'm going to charge them for you really quickly. All right, so back to Netflix. Here's a list of popular Netflix shows on for every country. So pick a country and let's see.
Pakistan.
It's not on the
don't
list.
Know
oh,
on
no,
the
it,
list.
It's the My Little Pony.
You're telling me my country's not on
So your options are
Belgium.
Argentina,
no,
Australia, Finland, France, Brazil.
France, I don't know what France
Germany, is. Mexico, Canada, Colombia, Chile, Netherlands, Sweden,
right, now we're just going
Ecuador, the United Kingdom, and the US of A.
That's what this show
Finland,
has come to, just
they're,
going
they're
Finland.
They're real nice.
Take a guess. What do you think the top five shows are in Finland on Netflix?
I'm gonna, I don't know.
Finland. All right, well, can you tell me, are any of them something we would know?
Yes, they're all like popular shows that you've watched.
Right. Are they TV shows or movies?
TV shows.
Phineas and Ferb.
No, that was a bad guess. Get
You're
out
gonna
of
be
here.
Muted
Mulligan.
Again.
I'm gonna go. The number one
show,
over in Finland is The Office.
No, not even on the list.
Not even on the list?
Parks and Rec, not on the list.
Okay.
Always Sunny.
Not on the list.
This is all right. These people
How I Met Your
TV.
Mother.
How I Met Your Mother, number three on the list.
Oh, that's a good one.
How about
American Horror
Orange
Story?
Is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black, number one.
I was going to say.
Wow.
Number
people
one.
In Finland like jail.
Number two, number four, and number five.
No, their jail's
it's
really
another,
nice.
Number five is another jail show. Number five is another jail show.
Prison Break.
Ah, Prison Break, number five.
It's the only other jail
That's
show I know. Yeah.
Number two is an animated show.
My Little Pony?
No.
SpongeBob.
Not, no. It's
That's not
it's an adult animated show.
Family Guy.
Family Guy, number two. Number four, they all meet in a coffee shop.
Friends?
Yeah, number friends. Friends, number four.
All right, so hold on. Let me see if I can. Let's try to. We each get one guess for the top show in the U.S.
In the U.S.?
Yeah.
All right.
You don't get a guess because you hold the phone.
Yeah, you obviously know. All
right.
Top shows.
This show is on Finland's list.
Okay.
Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black. Orange is the New Black is number one for every country on this list.
That's ridiculous.
No, that's not true.
Yeah. Maybe
I tried watching that show. I did not enjoy
it. I never even tried. I might have to just give it a shot.
It's just like a lot of weird girls.
Yeah, I feel like it's something I would...
It's like, do you
like
enjoy lesbians? That's the show.
Yeah, it's a bizarre show. Do you want to pick another country? We'll try and...
Ecuador.
Let's
Phineas
see.
And Ferb.
No, it's not Phineas and Ferb. I can guarantee you that much. I didn't even find the list yet, but... Okay.
People are trying to get into a room outside the studio that
we
the one guy looks like Wiz Khalifa.
It's not him.
It's definitely not him.
You never know.
I'm 100% sure it's not.
No, it's
Ecuador.
Him. Ecuador.
Yes, what's up?
Wait,
oh,
Ecuador?
I'm sorry. Orange is the New Black is not number one for Ecuador, but it is on the list.
It's on.
Orange is the New Black is number four. All right,
for Ecuador.
What could Ecuador watch?
It's a pretty good list.
Anything animated on the list? Or is it all...
There is one animated show
American
on this
Dad.
List. Nope.
American? Is it Family Guy?
Family Guy number five on the list.
Is Fuller House on the list?
No.
Fuller House is not on
no.
the list, no.
I'm going with, for their number one show, it's definitely, no doubt about it, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
What?
Do you have the list up?
No, like no you got it right now. It's black.
How did you?
I'm mad.
Oh,
I'm good.
That's
I know my Ecuador brothers.
Your Ecuador brothers.
That was very impressive, Jesse. That's
job. You got to think about it.
That's BS.
Number two.
Oh, you're looking at me. Ecuador's number two.
Glee.
It's not. It's on AMC.
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead's number two.
Oh, I forgot that one.
Number three is on ABC Family. Or what is it? Freeform now?
Fuller House.
No.
Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah.
Jesse, what the heck?
How are you so good at this? That's ridiculous.
Give me some more.
Guys, Jesse's secretly from Ecuador.
Let's pick another country. Let's go with Chile.
They don't have television.
Yeah. Well, apparently they have Netflix. So one through five, Chile.
Hold on. Let me guess.
There's one that you should get off the bat.
Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black, number one.
Is a Family Guy on there? No.
Family Guy is not on this.
How I Met Your Mother on there?
Number two.
American Horror Story.
Not on the list.
Oh my gosh.
It's a dumb show.
Yeah, no, but everyone watches it, so.
Apparently. All right, not. So I'm segueing into the greatest town ever.
So are we done with this?
Oh my.
Let's just finish up Chili.
I'd love some Chili.
Number three is Grey's Anatomy. Number four, Pretty Little Liars. Number five, Breaking Bad.
Pretty Little Liars, what show?
Breaking oh, yeah, Bad. Breaking Bad exists.
I can't believe
Breaking United Bad. States, want to hear United States?
Yeah.
Number one, Orange is the New Black.
Boo. Boo.
Number two, Family Guy.
Boo. Okay.
Number three, The Office.
All right.
Number four, American Dad. Number five, Friends.
Really, American Dad's in the top five, huh?
I don't really like that show that much.
Yeah, I don't really care for
it. So, for those listeners that don't know,
mm-hmm.
Jesse and I are from the same hometown.
You better believe it.
A little town in Pennsylvania called Munhall.
Voted the most affordable town in
most Pennsylvania. Affordable town in the Pennsylvania.
So we're kind of big time.
And so what we would like to do for you guys today is give you each little Munhall factoid.
So. Is this because you're sick of me talking about Buffalo?
Yeah, Buffalo.
Talk about Munhall.
Munhall is better.
Talk about
than
a better place.
Munhall right. is better than all of Buffalo.
Right.
So,
right. This isn't going to be my factoid, but it is a factoid. Munhall has a population of roughly 12,000 people.
Bang.
Fact. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
All right. So, in case you guys didn't know, from Munhall, we have a gentleman who's a 2-time Super Bowl champion. A recipient of the Jerome Bettis Award for Humanity and Community Service.
Bingo.
A recipient of the Whizzer White NFL Man of the Year.
Of course.
Of course. Went to Eastern Michigan. Drafted Bam. In the second round of the 1998 NFL Draft.
There's like seven of them. He went to.
Mr. Charlie Batch.
Grace,
quarterback. Grace, backup quarterback. They mute him.
Oh,
greatest quarterback
no.
to ever come out of Steel Valley. And the greatest backup Pittsburgh quarterback ever.
Wow.
He beat the Ravens once.
I'll make the case for Byron Leftwich.
That's the only thing anybody in Pittsburgh will remember him for. He okay. beat the Ravens that one time.
Who is this? Charlie Batch?
Charlie Batch.
He went to our high school.
He went to our high school.
Wow.
Steel Valley.
He runs a youth basketball league.
True. It's a mess.
In the neighborhood.
Our friend lives right across the street from the courts that they play on. Mm. That's another fun fact.
Fun fact, yeah.
Fun fact.
All right. So. Stand by Munhall greater than Buffalo.
Stand by as well.
Don't know about that.
So, in Pittsburgh, PA, there is a cute little amusement park called Kennywood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a local staple. And let me just hit you with this fun fact. There is a very popular, I wouldn't say it's a ride, but it's an attraction in Kennywood called Noah's Ark.
What's a good one?
And if you can guess, it is a replica of Noah's Ark.
Is
it's like a little experience that you walk through.
Mm-hmm. It's sketchy.
And Noah's Ark opened in 1936.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And the year it opened was the same year of a famous flood on St. Patrick's Day. In Johnstown, PA.
How many people died?
I've been to that museum in Johnstown.
I don't know. But isn't that interesting? That
yeah.
an ark mm-hmm. opened the same
year? Well, yeah, that, I didn't think about that.
Same
That's
year
crazy.
As a flood.
Yeah, people should have went to the ark.
Also, fun fact about Kennywood, it has the most historical rides in the U.S.
I'm pretty sure it has the oldest wooden coaster.
Yeah, it has like the oldest
I think the
coasters.
Thunderbolt. Yeah.
The Thunderbolt's the oldest wooden coaster. Still running.
The Thunderbolt is scary.
Oh, Thunderbolt hurts. You get hurt. It bounces.
It's, I think in the Conneaut, PA, there is a amusement park that at one point, I guess, was pretty nice. I guess it was like Kennywood-esque, but it's largely burnt down now. But they have a roller coaster still operating. I believe it's called the Blue Streak.
Yeah, it could be
wrong. And it's a wooden coaster. And there's no padding on it, and the safety rails are very sketchy. They don't come down very far. It's actually the worst. I've been on it once. I will never go back on it. But yeah, that's a little fun fact for you guys. Munhall, Noah's Ark, opened the same year as a famous flood.
Kennywood opened in 1899.
Is that right?
That's right.
I haven't been to Kennywood in 5 years.
Open today.
I haven't been to Kennywood in like 20 years.
You've never been to Kennywood.
Oh, man. We need to go to Kennywood.
We need to go to Kennywood.
Yeah, let's go.
We got to go to Kennywood together.
Does Natalie still work there?
I don't know.
I doubt it. I doubt she
does. Does Buffalo have a famous park?
Named Kennywood? Probably not.
No, not Kennywood. We have Fantasy Island.
Is it on an island?
Yeah, Grand Island.
Is it large?
Stars.
Is it grandiose?
Oh, you're not asking good questions. Yeah. What is Fantasy Island?
Fantasy Island is an amusement park. It's got rides, games, attractions, petting zoo.
What's the best thing to do at Fantasy Island?
Silver Comet's pretty great.
Silver Comet, I gotta figure out what it is.
Look it up.
Oh, whenever you go to a petting zoo, what's the animal you go to first?
I couldn't tell you the last time I was at a petting zoo. I have no idea.
Okay.
Sorry. What about you? What's the first animal you go through at a petting zoo?
I'm a goat kind of girl. I think they're real nice.
Explains why you're dating Spell.
Thank you. Because I'm the goat.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hey, save it.
Turn that
smell
on.
Smell like a goat.
You stink like a fart.
All right.
Did you find Fantasy Island and the Silver Comet?
Yeah, I'm like doing a point of view ride on it right now.
Does Fantasy Island have a nice like candy shop? They make fudge.
They do. They do have
a
nice
fudge. Kennywood has great fudge.
That's what she said.
They got a what? They've got like a sweet shop. And
okay, this looks pretty sketchy.
I'm riding the ride right now.
They do a Wild West shootout show. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. We're going up a pretty steep hill right here.
Yeah,
this looks like a sketchy coaster.
It's really old. It's one of those old wooden
going up. It doesn't look like you're strapped in very well either.
Oh, no. Do you have to hold on to those things?
They've either just
put
up...
Yeah, there's like a lap bar.
They either just put up new wooden railings or they never painted
them.
This
looks a lot like the Racer.
Yeah. Kennywood.
Oh, the Racer's a good one, too.
Those are fun.
Yeah, oh, you...
we're going.
That's a pretty great ride. That guy went on this like 20 times in a row once. That's just never got off. Just kept riding.
I did the Aero 360 like 10 times in a row. And man, I was feeling it.
That'd be so bad.
I was feeling it after the Aero 360, Yogi's. You sit in this little thing and you just flip.
Ugh.
And you just go flip around this big contraption.
All right, this actually looks exactly like the Racer.
Yeah, it's
really it's like really similar to the Racer, except
kinda,
there's only one.
It's kind of creepy though, because like down at the bottom there, we see all that grass. There's usually like old boards just kind of laying there, and you're like, oh, did that come off?
Oh, that right?
Are they just sitting
there? That's super comforting.
Did they never like paint this or anything?
No.
Yeah, this looks very much like the Racer at Kennywood, but the Racer has like two things, and it's
and
like
they race.
They race. Oh.
Except just like they once.
You know which one's going to win.
That stopped pretty.
It's the one that won. It's
yeah,
the
it
one
hurts
that
your
didn't
back.
Win last time.
Yeah, whatever one didn't win the last time, get on that one, you'll win.
I still get so heated whenever like my car loses, though.
Even though you have nothing to do with it.
I know I'm going to lose, and I'm like, what the heck?
Interesting. But yeah, and then they also have a Wild West shootout show. It's pretty cool. You should look that up, too.
See, I don't think Kennywood has shows.
They have light up shows.
They used to have a like a little amphitheater type deal where they would do concerts and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they replaced that. It had a ride. It used to have a ride on top of it.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
Favorite ride.
And so they took that out, and then they put in. They did a diving show.
A diving show?
Yeah. They
what do you mean, like into a pool?
Yeah, they had like a pool, and like they did diving shows.
I think now like they do the diving, but then they also do like other. Like,
yeah, they do a lot of
other
shows
too.
You know that one water ride that it's like you're like on a raft?
The Raging Rapids?
Yeah, no, that's my favorite ride.
You get so wet.
Fantasy Island has a water park too. They got one of those rides where it's like a big like funnel and you like go around.
Oh. Wait, like a slide?
And it like flushes you down.
Oh, I've always wanted to go on one of those.
Same.
It's like a tornado.
Can we go to Fantasy Island?
We can go to Fantasy Island.
Let's go right now.
Let's do it. All right. Let's do
it. Show's over, everyone.
Let's do a weekend where we do Kennywood and then we go up to Buffalo to Fantasy Island.
Wow, that'd be so fun.
That'd be a nice weekend.
Yeah, my grandparents live like not even 5 minutes from Fantasy Island. So when I was younger, we had like season passes, and every time my sister and I would sleep over their house, we'd always walk to Fantasy Island.
That's
it was
so
much fun.
It seems
we
like
go
a lot
to,
fun.
Kennywood Fright Night, probably open here
soon.
You can go on like three rides.
There's no point.
Well,
the entire time you're there.
Most of the rides aren't even worked.
Wasn't there a movie set in Kennywood?
Adventureland. We watched that movie Friday.
Last Friday.
Yeah. It's a pretty good movie.
No, it's a great movie. I love that movie.
Yeah.
And I love it so much.
Neato.
Yeah. Back to the Raging Rapids. I was on that ride like 8 times in a row once. So there was no line.
You guys, he would be so wet.
8 times in a row, and I never got the waterfall.
You didn't get the waterfall
once? I never get the waterfall.
Never got the waterfall. There's a at one point, there's a waterfall that goes down and drenches you. It's like
one or two spin.
Right. Who's going to hit the waterfall?
Right.
It's like always like the heaviest side, though.
There's 8 times, I never got it. There's another amusement park called Darien Lake that's not too far from where I live either. And they've got a ride like that, a water ride like that.
Another fun fact about the Raging Rapids. If you ever... You've been on it, where you know there's like a big pool behind it with like water.
Yeah.
One time there was a fire and then you needed to get water, but so they brought a helicopter with a bucket and scooped water out of the Raging Rapids.
No kidding.
Out of fire.
That's real cool.
That was pretty cool.
Does that water come from like the river or where is
probably
it?
There's a river right there.
I don't know where they initially got the water.
Was that probably pumps in from the river? The river's right there. If you are on the Turtles, you see the river's right there.
Was the fire at the park or was it nearby?
Just nearby. I don't remember exactly where the fire was.
I wonder who's like, I know, let's take the water from the water park.
Take their
water. That water's pretty stagnant.
What if they asked Kennywood or if they just flew the helicopter and it was like, Kennywood can't do anything about it?
I'm sure you had to tell someone.
I mean,
what was Kennywood going to do? Shoot the helicopter down? They don't have the capabilities.
Well, but what if they're
going to launch roller coaster cars?
And what if there's like someone riding that ride as the bucket comes
down?
It doesn't go like. All right,
no, the pool's like separate.
It's like where they store the cars or the rafts. Like,
oh, okay.
Nobody's like in the pool. Pulls to the side. And then
if there is, they definitely shouldn't be there.
Speaking of helicopters, one time a helicopter landed in my yard because some fat guy had like a heart attack, and he needed to get sent to the hospital. And we have like a really big yard, and so a helicopter landed, and my dad was very angry. But no, they didn't care, and they didn't have to tell us.
Huh?
It was something.
I like helicopters.
I don't really like them.
I know you like helicopters, Mo.
Yeah. I'm pretty cool.
What is your fat like? Why are you so infatuated with helicopters?
I mean, they're just cool.
Have you ever been in one?
No.
Or you just have this blind love for helicopters?
They're cool. What?
It's a quick form of transportation.
Yeah.
You don't got to sit in traffic.
No.
It'd be nice.
Have you seen Spy Kids?
Yeah.
You like the really tiny helicopters? Like they have like the individual helicopters that they use in like the first movie?
Yeah. If I could have one, I would.
Yeah. I mean, just be a spy.
I'll send in my application for it.
That's all you gotta
send
do.
Send an application to the government. Yeah. I want to be a spy.
Please, thank you.
I've seen this movie. I see you use helicopters. I'd like to do that.
P.S. My name is Michael Spellman. Please hire me. Thank you.
How many years' experience do you have being a spy? I've seen Spy Kids.
Seen a couple movies.
Seen a couple Spy Kids movies. I'm no longer a kid, but am I still qualified?
You can call me Spy Man.
That's a good movie, Spy Kids. That's a really
good one. Yeah,
I forgot about that.
There are three of them.
They're on Netflix.
Are they?
Yeah, at least two of them are.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're real good.
Movie time later.
I'm okay with it. I got to finish a project first, but sure, we can have movie time.
Nah, it's cool.
Got nothing else to do. Yeah, all right. Let's take a quick break. We'll bring in the guys from the lounge who are up next after our show. Don't go anywhere.
What now?
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
The what?
You're listening to Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on Army Radio, your campus, your voice. We'll be right back.
Everything you want in broken pieces on the floor.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to the Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on Army Radio.
Whoa, we're back.
We're back. Quick little break. If you blinked, you missed it, so you don't even know what happened.
If you blinked with your ears, you missed it.
Yeah, that makes sense. We are joined in studio with the guys from the lounge.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
That's my little.
We are NPR.
Their show, The Lounge, is on after Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show. Listen to jazz music and discuss some cigars, right? Mm-hmm. All right.
I thought it was about lounge chairs.
Yeah, it's actually.
I would like that more.
Purely about chairs, nothing else.
Steve, you want to sit down? Stay a while? You know, you have a show coming up.
Yeah, you do have a show.
So.
But hey, do you?
Well, yeah, so every week, the guys from Lounge are going to come in and join us for one of our favorite segments. Last week, we did instant trivia. This week, I figured we'd bring back our old favorite
cathedral
friend. What?
No, Bicycle Heaven.
Oh, Bicycle Heaven.
We'll do OTF. I know, Steve, you've never done OTF, right?
Nope, I'm an OTF virgin.
Oh, so yeah. Is Emily.
Me
so
too.
So is Emily, yeah. So we'll do a little.
Oh, my.
I can hear that through the headphones. That's kind of cool. Kind of cool.
Yeah, so OTF is coming up. So for those of you who don't know what OTF is, OTF stands for stands for Ohio, Texas, or Florida. So how it works is I'm going to play a not play. I'm going to read off.
Going to read a headline.
Yeah, thank you. Well, he said, "I'm going to read a headline. You'll have to guess if it happened in Ohio, Texas, or Florida." Pretty straightforward, right? Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Jonah, looking at the computer screen. You're sitting right next to me.
I'll cuddle up the spell over here.
There you go. Woman. All right, everyone ready? Everyone here?
Yep.
Yeah, you were ready.
All right. Woman jumps out of car to get away from mouse. Watches car roll into the ocean.
Florida.
Ohio, Texas, or Florida?
And that kind of narrows it down a little bit.
Well, I think it has to be them Texans. So because everything's bigger in Texas.
That mouse would be huge.
All right. So Steve says Texas. What do you
Florida.
Say?
Florida.
Florida.
I'm gonna give it a hard Florida.
Spell.
I'm going to go Florida.
I'll go with the hard Florida as well.
It's going to be Ohio. None of us said Ohio. Oh, no.
It can't be Ohio. There's no way she could watch your car roll from
Canada.
Ohio. It like rolled to the U.S.
It just kept going.
All right, I muted all your mics. So. So the OTF virgin got it right. It happened in Texas.
Wait.
A woman who was startled by a mouse in her car jumped out and helplessly watched her SUV roll straight into the ocean at Corpus Christi Bay in Texas.
Well, hey, maybe she shouldn't have been dumb.
Well, if she wasn't, we wouldn't be talking about it right
She's
now.
She's my cousin.
Let's see. Let me find
inside information on that one.
Family man fatally injures Pinky, the dancing flamingo.
Ohio.
Oh,
Flamingo has to be Florida.
Yeah.
But Ohio's dumb.
I'm going.
Ohio's dumb.
Jeez.
I'm
going
to go Florida.
I'm going to Ohio.
I'm going to give another hard Florida.
Steve?
No, I said Florida.
Flamingo. Okay. Jeff? Jess?
Jess. Hey, I'm going Ohio.
Ohio? Veterinarians at Busch Gardens had to euthanize
Hard
Pinky, the dancing flamingo, after Joseph Anthony Correa, 45, of Orlando, grabbed her from a pen and threw her to the ground on Tuesday.
That's disgusting. I actually was in Florida doing that, so I think actually I know. So
actually, I am a flamingo. So
I remember that happened.
I am
the guy. Who, yeah.
How do you want
representative?
How do you pick up a flamingo and throw it on the ground?
They're really
well, ask people in Alice in Wonderland. They used it in.
Yeah, they played croquet
they
with them or
bones.
Something. All right, here's another one. Woman arrested for assaulting fast food worker who was working too slowly. Ohio, Texas.
Ohio.
I'm going Texas on this one.
I'm going Florida.
It seems like the anger of a Texan.
I mean,
going Florida.
Florida. Everyone says Florida. Or no, everyone said Ohio.
I say Texas.
Texas and Florida. Three women are under arrest after they assaulted a McDonald's employee because she was working too slowly in serving them. In their booking photos, two women appear to be smiling after the arrest. The assault happened on June 8th at the McDonald's in Bellevue, Ohio. According to police, the female employee was assaulted in the restaurant parking lot after the women, who are from Sandusky, thought she was
Sandusky. Oh no,
Sandusky thought she wasn't serving them and their children quickly. Oh, they had children with
dollar
them.
Bills.
My lord,
that's a good example.
Sure, it was in Florida.
Nah, says Ohio.
Sandusky, Florida.
All right, this one's kind of a no-brainer. I hope we don't get this wrong.
We're all going to get it wrong.
Which one did I say? I said all three, so...
Large gator seen with human body in its mouth.
Ohio! The gator's definitely in Ohio. Ohio.
Seen with what in its mouth?
Body.
I'm going to go with another hard Florida.
What type Harambee?
rest in peace, Harambee.
It's obviously Florida.
Yeah, Florida. Lakeland police are investigating at Lake Hunter where a large alligator was seen with a man's body in its mouth.
Here's a fun fact.
It's actually
my Florida Everglades are the only place in the world where the crocodile and alligator exist naturally in nature.
Hmm, look at that.
That's a fun fact, Rooney.
And gator tastes really good. Have you ever had any gator tail?
Yeah, gator is good. I can second
not,
that.
Not physically.
All right.
Figuratively, I've had gator.
Emotionally, I had
gator. Oh,
geez. All right.
Well,
I love non-gator
tail. This one's ridiculous. You know? Father charged with suffocating 2-year-old for interrupting computer game.
Ohio. Oh, Ohio. No.
Ohio all the way.
That's gross.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ohio.
I'm going to go hard yuck Ohio.
Hard yuck. Give us the hard yuck.
Let's see.
It's your question. None of the above.
Yeah.
It actually happened in Nebraska.
It actually happened on campus. It
happened in Texas.
Well.
Unbelievable.
About this one?
I think this game really.
What is wrong with
think
people.
About Ohio and
yeah.
Yeah, we're actually really not non-biased about any of these states, so we're just kind of reading and going off of basic instinct.
Here we go. Here's another one.
Instinct.
School bans. This will be the last one because we're past our time. You guys have your show.
Yeah. Get out of here.
School bans parents from Ohio. Picking up their children on foot.
What? What? That's so dumb.
Read it again?
Yeah, one more time.
Parents are pulling their children out of elementary school over a new policy banning family members from campus. At the beginning of the academic year, elementary school principal instituted a new rule banning parents from stepping foot on campus. Parents now only have the options of having their children ride the bus or waiting in a mile-long car line to shuttle their kids from school.
See, that seems more of like a... Texas.
It has to be Texas. Those people down in
I'm
Texas.
I'm going with Florida on this one.
Florida?
Really?
No, Ohio. Ohio's large. Ohio.
I'm feeling Texas.
Right? I think Florida. Texas is it.
It happened in Texas.
That's right.
Bam.
I'm doing awful.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
There's a
good show, everyone.
OTF for
you. I'm looking at the scores, and it looks like I won.
Did you, though?
There are no scores.
No, actually, I think I got most of them right.
Yeah, I feel like Steve got most of them right.
He got the first one.
OTF.
OTF versus
Ohio,
all the way.
Texas and Florida.
All right.
Yeah. So there you go. Another episode of Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show in the books. Thank you, everyone, for listening this week. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. Next week's homecoming, everybody.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, homecoming.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Welcome home.
It's on the welcome home. Or
come home
on your way. Yeah, come home.
Come back.
So we'll talk to you next week. Thank you for listening. Have a good week, everybody. A good weekend. And yeah, we're out. Go Bills.